Welcome back to the Thought Media Podcast. Ava here with another tech and finance deep dive.
And I'm Max, ready to unpack one of the wildest billionaire shakeups we've seen this year.
Today we're talking about Larry Ellison, Oracle's co-founder and tech titan, whose net worth just skyrocketed by over $100 billion in a single day. You heard that right.
On September 10th, 2025, Oracle's stock went ballistic, surging over 39% in after-hours trading and closing the day up as much as 43%. The reason? Record earnings and massive cloud AI deals.
Quick context. Larry Ellison co-founded Oracle in 1977. He led it for decades and now serves as executive chairman and CTO. This guy still holds the steering wheel and a massive portion of Oracle stock.
To the tune of nearly 41% of the company, in fact. That kind of ownership means Ellison's personal fortune is directly tied to the market. And when Oracle popped, so did his wealth.
We're talking about a leap to nearly $393 billion in net worth.
Crazy.
Putting him ahead of Elon Musk to briefly become the world's richest person.
What's fueling this momentum? Oracle announced a series of huge cloud contracts, including a massive $300 billion deal with OpenAI. Their future revenue pipeline soared over 359% to $455 billion.
The market loved it. Shares jumped from around $240 to over $328 in a day. That's not just a good day. That's a new chapter for Oracle's AI infrastructure dominance.
And it's a reminder that legacy tech isn't just surviving, it's thriving when it leads in AI. Ellison's windfall is a symbol of that.
We'll keep watching to see if he holds the top spot, but for now, he's riding high. Make sure to subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Amazon, or your favorite platform to stay in the loop.
Feel free to leave us a rating as well. We really appreciate your support. Meanwhile, that's a wrap for today. If this episode gave you insight, hit follow and stay tuned for more tech, AI, and business headlines.
Thanks for joining us. We'll catch you in the next one.
Bye, everyone.